Infinite by Brian Freeman, performed by Andrew Iden.
"We're very sorry for your loss, Mr. Moran," the cop told me as he handed me a white foam cup filled with coffee. He already had his own coffee in his hand, and he was eating a powdered donut that left a dusting of sugar on his mustache like fresh snow on a lawn. I said nothing. I felt dazed and numb, as if I were in a coma from which I wasn't sure I would ever awaken. The chill made me shiver. They'd taken away my soaked, dirty clothes and wrapped a wool blanket around my naked body, but it didn't help. A policewoman who lived nearby had offered to wash and dry my clothes and bring them back to me before morning. The deep cuts on my arms and legs had been disinfected and bandaged, but I felt a stinging pain regardless. I kept coughing, and when I did, I could still taste the river. It tasted like death.
"Feast or famine," the cop said. He was probably about 40 years old, with a round face and not much brown hair left on his head. He had a large mole in the seam of one of his nostrils, which was the kind of thing you couldn't stop looking at. He was plump, clean, and dry. A cop who spent his nights at a desk. Two other cops, young and fit, had found me in the field, with rain pouring over my face, along with my tears. Where was I? What town was this? I didn't even know. The police had driven me here, but I remembered none of it. I only remembered shouting Carly's name as they dragged me away. She was still down there in the water.
"Feast or famine," the cop said again. "That's been us this season. May and June were dry as a bone. Been driving the farmers crazy. Land's hard as a rock. We got a storm like this, and all the water just runs off into the creek. The banks ain't made for that much rain that fast." He was right. My grandfather grew up in the flatlands of North Dakota, where the water rose every spring with the snowmelt, and he used to warn me about rivers. "Never trust a river, Dylan. Give a river even half a chance, and it'll try to kill you." I should have listened.
"Sorry about all the paperwork at a time like this," the cop continued. I thought his name was Warren, but I couldn't even lift my head to study the nameplate on his shirt.
"I know that's the last thing on your mind, but somebody dies, we have to jump through a lot of hoops. That's the law. Like I say, I'm really sorry."
"Thank you." I barely recognized my voice. It didn't even sound like me.
"Can you tell me your wife's name again?"
"Carly Chance."
"You and she didn't have the same last name?"
"No."
"How old was she?"
29.
"And you?"
"I'm 32.
"The two of you live in Chicago?"
"Yes."
"What brought you down to this part of the state?"
"Dylan, let's go away for a few days. I know you're upset and angry, and you have every right to be, but we need to start over."
"I'm sorry. What did you say?"
"I said, why were you down in this part of the state?"